March was a record-breaking month for U.S. pork and beef exports, which reached a combined value of nearly $1.6 billion. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says many markets contributed to pork export growth, including records in several Central American markets.
A new record on pork, but I think the exciting thing going on here is it was really broad-based growth across many different countries. We've been talking a lot about China here lately, and China had a decent month, but it was actually down 8%. So for us to see growth, a lot of countries had to step in, and there's a lot of good things going on from a demand standpoint on pork across a lot of different countries around the globe. We saw dramatic growth year on year in Japan, for example, up 11%. And then, of course, Southeast Asia, we saw dramatic growth with ASF in the Philippines. Mexico was up, Mexico and Central America. The Central America region has a lot of things going in its favor. Of course, we have the CAFTA agreement, which gets us on a favorable playing field in terms of inbound duty rates and access. But the other thing that's going on is that the food service sector is really starting to open up post-COVID. We're even starting to see tourism within Central America rebound.
Beef export growth was also broad-based, but led by a surge in exports to China.
March stats for beef were record-breaking. First time we've broken through that $800 million level for a single month. And once again, pretty broad-based results. Korea was one of our leaders. We were up 7% there. And of course, the real story incrementally is really China on the beef side. 14,500 tons compared to about 500 tons a year ago. The supply chain on the live animals is expanding and demand for high-quality grain-fed beef. We're seeing expand on the demand side as well. And similar story is what we talked about on pork. The Latin American region is rebounding. So Central America, South America, and even Mexico had pretty good numbers.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.